just went in for a urinary infection. That was all he went in for. He just walked in and everything. But unfortunately, it was the same same as the other people. I went in on a Saturday afternoon, and I was told by the man in the other bed that my husband had fallen out of bed at 3 o'clock Saturday morning. And I hadn't been told anything, and when I went to find out, yes, he'd fallen out of bed. They told me that he was trying to get to the toilet, but no way, because he had a bottle, and he knew there was a bottle there, and he would always ask, or he could use it himself. And what made me so cross was they hadn't, I mean, he was 86, they hadn't got the sides up, which they should have had, and he was in excruciating pain. And he didn't go down for an x-ray until Monday afternoon. Now, I couldn't understand that, because if he'd have fallen down at home Saturday night, we'd have gone to A&E.
How old was your husband at the time?
86.
Right.
And if we'd have gone to A&E at Saturday, he would have been x-rayed. And, of course, when he was x-rayed on the Monday, he had fractured his femur. Then he was given painkillers four times a day. I would go up. There was two tablets on his table and a little pot. Now, he couldn't take those tablets because he couldn't reach them. And, of course, you know, so I didn't know whether he'd had them or not, which he hadn't. Also, he would say he'd had his dinner. And then I found out by a friend going that the man in the other bed said, oh, he tells his wife he's had his dinner, but he hadn't any dinner for 4 days. So I then complained, and they told me that it wasn't right, and I said, well, my friend wouldn't tell me a lie. I went up the next day, and they'd got a board over his bed saying that he'd got to be fed. And, I can go on and on. And
Did your husband pass away in the hospital?
Well, unfortunately, he did. He was getting better, and they had to get rid of him kind of thing because they wanted the bed. So they wanted him to go to rehabilitation. Told me he'd got to go to Biggleswade or wherever it was. And I said, well, he can't go. He's got to go to Bedford. And I fought and fought. And in the end, I got him to the RT unit in Bedford, which he went on the Friday. And I had a call on the Monday to say he was poorly. We'd got to go back to hospital again. We went back to the hospital. And he fell out of the chair because they wouldn't strap him in because there were the rules of the EUC said you couldn't strap someone in a chair. He didn't eat anything. I used to take rice puddings up and things that he would eat. Anyway,